as there are many here who we may not know. And again, Nori, folks, we welcome you. We're so excited. And we will, Bob will tell you more about what we have in store this morning. But right now, let's move into worship by reading the call to worship on the screen. I'll be the leader. You can be the people. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. This is the message you have heard from the beginning. Let us worship God together.
From Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God. According to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. And so you are right in your verdict. And justified when you judge. You join me. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. In our sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We cleanse our sins. You faithful in the truth. Forgive us our sins. Purify us from all unrighteousness. We have confidence that because of the words of Jesus, because of his sacrifice upon the cross, and his resurrection from the dead, that our sins are forgiven. Praise be the name.
I will read the scripture this morning. It's from Psalm 133 and 1 John 4, 19 to 21. Hear the word of God. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. And then from 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 to 21, we read, we love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen, cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. May God bless this reading to our hearts and our minds as we meditate on these words together. Well, what an amazing moment this is in the life of West Valley and Onori. And we've been anticipating this Sunday together for a long time. And here we are, folks, worshiping together. And I'm so grateful for what the Holy Spirit has done to make all of this partnership possible. And when I went to preach at Onori Church a few Sundays ago, and what I told you there and in that congregation was that, and that I believe that this was not orchestrated by human effort. I believe truly in my heart that this is a movement of the Holy Spirit, that this partnership is meant to be. So again, welcome all Onori folks. We're so excited for the energy and life that you're bringing to us. What we've been doing this summer is going through the Psalms. And the Psalm I chose for this morning is Psalm 133. It's a psalm about unity, and it starts out like this: how great and pleasant when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity. Now, these are ancient words. We just sang the song, Ancient Words Ever True. And that's so profound because I can't think of anything more timely than those words. Because how important it is, and Bob alluded to this earlier, Pastor Bob alluded to this earlier, in a nation now divided and hostile on so many issues, that the church can stand together and be unified. In a time of hostility and violence, where divisions threaten to shake us at our very foundation, how important it is that the Church of Jesus Christ be bound together in hope and in purpose, acting with compassion, doing service across cultures and nationalities, being one in the Holy Spirit. What a witness to a world gone mad. You know, what a witness to those who spurn the gospel and think that faith is passe. This partnership right now is a new, for me, startup, so to speak, here in Silicon Valley, where startups are well known. But as I said, although there's many startups, I believe this one is orchestrated by the Holy Spirit, by the Lord. And I believe, friends, we're on the threshold of a new day. We have the opportunity to actually do what many talk of doing at retreats for pastors. I've been in ministry for over 30 years. Do you know how many retreats for pastors I've been to? I have lost count. Except I know that there's one message that is said over and over again recently in the last few years, and it's this. We need to get more diverse. We need to move out of our comfort zone. We need to worship multiculturally. The world is changing. We need a global perspective. And I have heard it thousands of times, but rarely does it happen. And yet here we are, and I'm excited. I'm excited. Because too long, amen is the same in English and Korean, right? So let's all say amen. Amen. Yay, I just found that out this morning. But too long have we stayed in our own homogenous groups that look like us and think like us. Too long have we let things go along like that. Too long have we missed out on the richness of collaboration and celebration that comes from being united in Christ. It's time to grow. It's time to change. It's time to collaborate. It's time to connect in the name of the one who loves us all and longs for us to be united in him and learn from each other. And when we do that, friends, when we are truly unified and love each other, watch out, because the Holy Spirit is going to move with power. And this kind of unity between diverse people from different nations is how the early church was started. The Holy Spirit moved people from all different cultures and languages to speak the truth of the gospel at Pentecost. And thousands came to the Lord. And healing happened. And people served together and rejoiced together. And the world was changed. It was never the same. We are meant to be a church for the community of Cupertino, not just Korean and not just English, but all nations together. Look at our community. Our communities and neighborhoods are so diverse. So many people from so many different nationalities and cultures reside here. And friends, this diversity in the church and in the community is not some kind of inconvenience that we must tolerate. Please know that. To be diverse in the church together under one Lord, that's God's dream. That is God's dream. And we're beginning to live God's dream right here and right now. Don't miss it. It's a dream that was so important to God's heart that it is what Jesus prayed for right before he went to the cross. Jesus could have prayed for a lot of things right before he died, couldn't he? There's a lot of need in our world. There's a lot of things he could have come up with to pray about right before he went to the cross. This is what he prayed. He prayed for us right now today. These are the words. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you, and may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me. God's dream. One of the last things he prayed for us, that we would be one. unity was in Jesus' heart. It's the last thing he prayed for. That was for us. Unity is God's deep longing for the church, and Jesus prays for it for us. Why? So that the world will believe. Our unity is a witness to Christ. It brings people in. Let's go back to Psalm 133. Now, after that first line that everyone can sort of understand and agree with, that we should be unified, Psalm 133 gets a little confusing, so I just want to explain it to you. Then, because it goes on to mention Aaron and Mount Hermon. So I'll tell you what's going on here. It, unity, says the scripture, is like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. Well, in order to understand this, we have to know who Aaron was. Aaron was the first high priest of the Hebrews, the Hebrew people. Probably when he became the first high priest, he was anointed with precious oil. And Aaron, for us today, symbolizes Jesus, our great high priest who became sin for us so that we could experience unity in him. The oil running down over the collar and robes indicates the flow of God's grace that unites and reconciles us despite our sin, despite our imperfections. And when we are unified under the same high priest for us, Jesus Christ, that grace just spreads. In our extended worship this morning, we're going to see amazing grace. How sweet the sound. The oil for anointing a high priest in Old Testament times was lavish. They didn't just, they weren't careful with the amount that they used. You know, we're Presbyterians and we're careful, we're prudent. We just give a little water when we baptize, right? A little grape juice, a little tiny piece of bread, right? We do that. We're Presbyterian. We're prudent. It's in our heritage. We just do a little bit. But back then in Old Testament times, when they anointed a high priest, they did it lavishly. They poured the whole flask of oil on the head of whoever was being anointed. And guess what? That oil was such precious oil that it had a beautiful fragrance. And it filled the room. You can't contain a beautiful fragrance, can you? If it smells good, it smells good, right? You can't bottle that up. You can't suppress it. It's catching. It's attractive. It draws people in. It's exactly what people are longing for when we are unified. And the psalmist is comparing that to the beautiful fragrance that was there when Aaron was anointed high priest. And, you know, especially in this community, we need to be aware that many are lonely. Many come from other countries and they have no connection here. And we as the church, we as a community have so much to offer under the powerful name and presence of Jesus Christ, our great high priest. A.W. Tozer wrote a wonderful book called The Idea of the Holy. And in that book, he has this wonderful example of what unity in Jesus Christ is actually all about. And these are his words. He writes, "Has it ever occurred to you that 100 pianos, all tuned to the same fork, are automatically tuned to each other? They are of one accord by being tuned not to each other, but to another standard to which each one must individually bow. So 100 worshipers meeting together, each one looking to Jesus Christ, are in heart nearer to each other than they could possibly be were they to become unity conscious and turn their eyes away from God to strive for closer fellowship." I just love that quote. Because under Jesus Christ, our great high priest, we become one in a spiritual body called the church that is more powerful than any effort to be unified on a human level because the Holy Spirit is at work in us, unifying us. The psalmist then talks about Mount Hermon. There were two Mount Hermons, and this is the smaller Mount Hermon, not as well known, but this particular particular Mount Hermon had a reputation for being laden with dew in the mornings. In John Calvin's commentary on the Psalms, on the Psalm, he mentions that a friend of his went camping at the base of this mountain, and when he woke up after camping, his tent was just full of moisture, laden with dew, and it was just sodden, just heavy, and the landscape around this particular Mount Hermon was green and lush in a very otherwise dry area. Now, Cupertino can be a pretty dry area when you arrive from another country. You don't know the language. You don't have friends. You've left family behind. But that's what unity in Christ does. Here in the church, it brings life. It brings joy and beauty and quenches the thirst we all have for connection with each other. And finally, I believe Aaron is mentioned here in this psalm also because Aaron, as a high priest, was a spokesperson for Moses. We think that maybe, some biblical scholars think, maybe Moses had a speech impediment. We're not sure, but in the story in the Old Testament, when God appears to Moses in the burning bush and says, go tell Pharaoh, and Moses says, no, not me, it's because he could not speak well. And there's various indications that this was the case. But Aaron came alongside Moses and helped him. Often we see him being Moses' spokesperson. And another time the Lord told Moses, put your hands up like this from morning until evening to tell the people to do a certain thing. And Moses got tired of lifting his hands in the air. And guess who came along and held up his hands for him? Aaron. That's right, Aaron. Aaron came along, put his hands on Moses' arms, and kept them lifted up. Ministry is hard, folks. It really is. It never ends. And as rewarding and eternal as it can be, it is very hard, and we need each other. We need to come alongside each other and hold up one another, encourage each other, because, friends, we are stronger when we are together, and we can accomplish so much more. Now, every so often, I hear about one of these, and I had to put a horse in this talk this morning because I want you to get to know me. Those of you that don't know me need to know that I am a horse person, okay? I love horses. But this is a horse pulling contest. And in Canada, they had a horse pulling contest recently where the winner, the horse that pulled the most, pulled 9,000 pounds. And the runner-up, the second horse, pulled 8,000 pounds. That's pretty impressive, right? Yeah? Amen? Yeah? Amen. Okay. Then someone had the great idea to put these two horses together, the runner-up and the winner, hitch them both to a flatbed, and see how many pounds the two of them could pull together. Now, I want to hear from some of you how many pounds you think the two horses together could pull. Now remember, the winner could pull 9,000 pounds. The runner-up could pull 8,000 pounds. Makes sense. You add 9 and 8 together, 17,000 pounds. Anybody think that's what they could pull? Yeah? What? 20,000 pounds. 25,000 pounds. I'm sorry? I don't know what you're saying now. So 25,000 pounds. Together, the horses pulled 31,000 pounds. Three times the weight of what one horse could do alone. Mathematically, right? It doesn't make too much sense, but spiritually speaking, it makes all the sense in the world. Together, we are better. We can do so much more together than we can alone. And the scripture, you read the Bible, it's all full of that message. And Psalm 133 declares that how wonderful it is when kinsfolk, brothers and sisters, God's people, dwell together in unity, doing faith together. Folks, it's God's dream. It is the church. It is a replica of the kingdom of God. We need each other. And God has brought us together under Christ, our great high priest, on this day to live his dream, to be unified and to work together to spread his good news like fragrant oil overflowing like dew from the mountains, bringing life and healing and refreshment to others. So I want you to turn right now and tell someone, you are my brother or you are my sister in Christ. If you are sitting next to your brother or sister, please move, because help me make my point, okay? So you're my brother, you're my sister in Christ. Greet someone like that. In a moment, we're going to sing the song, Lord, Make Us One. And as we sing that song, not yet, but I want you to join hands. I want you to join hands across the aisle. I want us all to be connected. You know, if you're sitting alone, I don't think there's anybody really sitting all by themselves, but move so you can connect up. And we're going to sing that song. But let me ask you one more question. Do you know what the largest living organism by mass is thought to be in America? Yes. Is that it? It is. That's why it's on the screen. Yeah. It's called the trembling giant. It's an aspen grove. And it grows in south central Utah. In 2006, a stamp was made of this cluster of aspen trees, and it was named one of the 40 wonders of America. Why is that? It looks like a backyard I used to have. Doesn't look that phenomenal. You know, not a wonder of America. Pretty normal picture. Looks like, you know, as I said, a backyard I once had. But, and this doesn't look so, you know, unusual. A bunch of different people sitting in the pews this morning, all different. You know what makes this trembling giant a wonder? Each tree shares the exact same root. And during intense fires that would normally destroy this grove of trees, this organism survives underground with its root system that is shared by all, sending up new stems in the aftermath after each fire ensues. So with that in mind, if you would, let's stand and join hands, standing together as one body committed to our unity in Christ, who is our common root, folks, our high priest, our Lord, committed to being the church cross-culturally, across age and stage, across the divisions and torment of our world. May we be the church, unified no matter what comes, a wonder in our community, living God's dream for the kingdom. I'm going to put John 17:21 up again on the screen. This is Jesus' prayer. Let's say it together. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you, and may they be in us, so that the world will believe that you sent me.
Father, we thank you for giving us this Sunday morning to worship you. This is a special day of worship for West Valley and Omuri All Nations Church, as we join together as one body of Christ. As we embark in a new chapter for both of our churches this week, we want to follow your will, so guide us in every step of the way. As Pastor King spoke this morning, please guide us to be united in one body, to love one another, and to understand each other, so we can synergistically work together to expand your kingdom, not only in Cupertino, but also for our nation and worldwide, where your word is needed. As we join together, I pray that this can be a great model for many churches, synergize their efforts to become stronger in you. Please help us to be firm in your foundation of your words and prayers, so that everything that we do will be in honor of you. Please help those members who are they recover, your hands will touch them for complete healing. As we go out in the world, please help us to be a beacon in this world to shine your love to the people surrounding us. We thank you and we honor you for everything that you have done for us. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And as all the people say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power,
and that is our prayer, all of our prayer, that, beloved, let us love one another. And we are so excited again to have Onori Church come and partnering in ministry with us here. And as Elder Sam prayed, that maybe this is a model for many churches and many years to come. Just a couple of announcements before we go into our joint service. There's going to be an orientation today for the English ministry people from Onori Church. We're going to meet in room 15 at 11:15 until 11:45 a.m. But in between the joint service and this orientation, there's going to be some food served. So make sure you get some food. And you can bring it to room 15. You'll have a welcome packet, and you'll have a mug, and you can either drink tea or coffee in that, whichever you prefer. And that was supposed to be funny, but anyway, that's not very funny. Anyway, and Pastor Kim, our Pastor Kim, will be there. And there are also name tags in the pews in front of you. There are blank tags. If you would like to grab one, it's just a little white thing, and put your name on it. So we know who you are and we can greet each other with a name. And so now we're going to transition to our joint worship. And I'm asking people to move toward the center aisle, if you would, if there's space, so others can come in and fill in the pews. So move toward the center aisle. And then if our choir is going to come and stand up here, and we have a lot of chairs left over today because this is our summer choir, we want to invite those in the Onori choir to come and sing with us as we sing hymns together. So would you make your way up and take an empty chair and fill it? So I'll turn it over now, and we'll have a brief interlude.
From the Korean-speaking congregation just recently. Those that were with us at the 9:30 are from the English ministry part of Onori and will continue to worship with us at 9:30. Thank you, those of you that came from Onori, for coming early.
지금 미국 교회가 9시 반 예배를 시작해서 아직 예배가 안 끝나고요. 예배의 연장으로 지금 extended worship을 하고 있습니다. 그래서 지금 이제 늦게 우리 도착하신 산호세 오늘 이렇게 교인들을 환영한답니다.
So this is Pastor Young Ryan Kim. For those of you who do not know him, he's a wonderful pastor. He and I have spoken together. We like each other, and we are looking forward to working together.
My name is Young Ryan Kim. My last name is Kim. Her first name is Kim. Many common ground. Thank you for welcoming us. I'm the pastor of Onori Church of San Jose.
Okay, and we are going to now go into our extended worship. We will explain it to you as we go through it. Some of it will be done in English. Some of it will be done in Korean. Some of it will be done jointly in English and Korean together. And the first song we're going to sing is praise to the Lord the Almighty, both in English and Korean.
첫 번째 찬송은 우리 함께 다 같이 찬송을 부르겠는데요. 우리 한국 찬송가에도 있는 21장 다 찬양하여라 그 찬송을 영어와 한국어로 다 같이 부르겠습니다. 그리고 앞에 자리가 I think the empty space is send
up
people
front.
To the front right
yes.
inside.
Yes.
뒤에 자리가 좁으신 분들은요 앞으로 나오세요. Those who have a squeezed seat in the back seat, you can walk.
There's room up front. Please, if you're on ends, if you could scoot in, it makes it easier for people who come in as well. So try to scoot to the middle. That would be great. We have more people coming. Please remain standing as we join together in a unison prayer. The first part of the prayer, those of you who speak English will say that part of the prayer, and the translation in Korean will be underneath. The second part of the prayer, we ask those speaking Korean to say that part of the prayer. The translation in English will be underneath. And then we are going to say the Lord's Prayer together in the close in Korean and English.
이제 연합해서 기도하는 시간인데요. 앞부분은 영어로 되어 있는 기도가 위에 있고 한국어가 밑에 번역되어 있습니다. 그래서 영어 회중이 먼저 영어로 기도하시고 우리 한국 사람들은 눈으로 같이 기도하시고 두 번째 파트에서는 한국어로 우리가 한국말로 기도를 하고 영어 회중들은 텍스트를 보시면서 눈으로 기도하도록 하고 맨 마지막에 가서는 주님의 기도로 한어와 영어로 같이 하겠습니다.
Let us pray. Lord, we gather together on this glorious day to worship you. You are Lord and Savior, and we draw together as your people. Aware that as your church, we can do far more together than we can do apart. We ask that as we join in this partnership on Uri and West Valley, we would learn from one another and love one another as you have loved us. We also ask that we would share our love that we have for one another with a hurting world. That's the rest of it. And bring many in our Cupertino community to you. May we be faithful in prayer, in mission, and in service together in the powerful name of Jesus.
주여, 당신이 오순절날 모든 사람들을 모아 초대교회를 형성하신 것 같이 오늘 우리를 하나로 만들어 주소서. 여러 다른 언어와 문화와 인종의 사람들이 한 몸이 되어 당신을 찬양하고 성령으로 충만하였습니다. 다 같이 주님의 기도로 기도하겠습니다. 하늘에 계신 우리 아버지여.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
What we thought might be fun to do is when we get to the first chorus, sing it in Korean, and there are some translations there. If some of you English-speaking folks want to give it a try, go for it. And then on the second chorus, when we get to the refrain, we'll sing it in English, and then sing in whatever language you're comfortable with from there to the end.
I just want to encourage all of you this morning. I want to thank all of you who've done so much work to make this possible this morning.
우리 김 목사님께서 오늘 아침에 이와 같은 일이 일어날 수 있도록 많은 수고와 노력을 해주신 모든 분들에게 진심으로 감사드립니다.
I was here yesterday. There was so much energy on campus.
어제 오전에 이 캠퍼스에 목사님 오셨을 때
moving
많은 에너지가 꽉 차 있는 것을 느꼈답니다. 막 그 이삿짐이 들어오는 바람에
making space, picnic tables coming in, new refrigerators, desks, much equipment.
많은 그러한 물건들이 냉장고도 들어오고 피크닉 테이블도 들어오고 또 스페이스를 만드느라고 노력하는 모습을 보셨습니다.
But everyone worked together well so far.
그래서 모두가 열심히 해서 지금 이 모습으로 오게 되었습니다. 아멘. 제가 그 영어 예배 때 말씀드린 것처럼 목사님이 이거는 정말 성령님이 하신 것이고 오순절에 일어났던 것과 같이 성령께서 이와 같은 일을 이루신 줄로 믿습니다.
Amen. 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 Very good. And I am looking forward to a great future as together we share God's good news with the community, with one another and with the world.
이제 정말 앞으로 미래를 바라보면서 기대감을 갖습니다. 정말 하나님께서 함께 하셔서 우리가 더 예수 그리스도의 좋은 증인이 돼서 이 지역과 온 세계에 하나님의 기쁜 소식을 알리는 그런 공동체가 될 것을 믿습니다.
아멘.
맞죠?
I can't translate it. It's not going to be the same.
예. 제가 이제 인사말 하는 차례인데 저는 그 영어로 하겠습니다. 예. I will speak in English, so for the West Valley Church member. How can I express our gratitude to all of you, all of the members, partners, covenant partners of West Valley Church, because of your openness for us and wide your arm wide open for us and accept us as your brothers and sisters, as your spiritual partners church, as a pastor of Onuri Church, I really appreciate your acceptance and your love. I believe this has happened by the works of the Holy Spirit. It's not only human thing, it's not only logistics, it's more than that. It's some expression of the kingdom of God on earth. And the Holy Spirit who really wants us to be one in Him. I hope and pray that we may learn each other, we may love each other, and so that we can be a salt and light in this Cupertino community first, and then to the rest of the world. All nation. Thank you for the leadership, Pastor Kim, and elders of this church, and all the members of West Valley Presbyterian Church, and also members of Onuri Church. You can trust us and follow us until now, so we may be flourished together in the future. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
And greet each other in the name of the Lord and then stay standing as we then close with our final hymn, Amazing Grace, sung in both Korean and English simultaneously. Would you greet one another, please?
Let's pray. 지금은 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 은혜와 하나님 아버지의 무한하신 사랑과 성령의 교통하심이 오늘 영적 파트너십 예배를 함께 드리는 웨스트밸리 장로교회와 오늘의 교회 위에 그리고 그 두 교회에 소속된 모든 성도님들과 그들의 가정과 자녀들 위에 우리의 미래 위에 지금부터 영원히 함께 계실지어다.
아멘. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.